بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. دا ٹاپک فار دس ڈے از دا پکچر آف اسلام ان دا لائٹ آف its scriptures. You know, people are generally tend to understand Islam in the light of Muslim practices, because Muslims are in their intact, Muslims are in their contact on daily basis. They say Muslims in the cities, they say Muslims in the media, everywhere they meet Muslims, they experience Muslims' speeches and Muslims' action. So consciously or unconsciously, people take Muslims as the representative of Islam. But it is wrong. Muslims are those people who claim to be the followers of Islam. They themselves are not representative of Islam. Islam is an ideology, and Muslims are a group, a community. So you have to differentiate between Islam and Muslims. You have to see Muslims in the light of Islamic teachings and not vice versa. Today I will try to give up a short description of Islam in the light of scriptures. First of all, you have to know what I mean by scriptures. Scriptures are the only authentic source of Islam. The first source is the Al-Quran. Quran is a revealed book. Quran was revealed by God to the Prophet Muhammad. So Quran is a word of God. It is a revealed book. Quran is the first and most important source of Islam. Quran was not revealed as a complete book. It was revealed as a periodical revelation. It started in 610 AD and it was completed in 632 AD during 23 years. So these revelations were sent to the Prophet periodically. Then Prophet, under the guidance of the angel Jibrail, compiled all those revelations, and it is this compilation that we say Al-Quran. Quran is a compiled book. This is the way of revelation. Then the second source is Hadith. Hadith literally means saying. As a Islamic term, it means sayings of the Prophet. So all those sayings of the Prophet were compiled after the death of the Prophet. These sayings were kept in memory, and sometime it was written on some papers. Then after the death of the prophet, all those fragments were compiled. Now it is this compilation of hadith that we call Kutub-e-Hadith, any book of hadith. These books are more than 10, but 6 books are supposed to be the most authentic. That is called Sihah-e-Sitta, in a 6 authentic book. But the third source is sayings of the Sahaba. Sahaba means companions of the Prophet. There is also several books in which we find the record of Sahaba's sayings, their actions, their character. So the Prophet himself has said that خَيْرُ الْقُرُونِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يُلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يُلُونَهُمْ. It means that the first period was my period, then the second period, and then the third period. According to this, it is called that the third periods are Qurun Salasa. Qarn means period. In other words, you can say that generation. So there are 3 generations in the early period of Islam. First, the generation when Prophet was sent by God, this was the first generation. The Prophet represents the first generation. Then Sahaba, this companion of the Prophet, are the second generation, and the companions of the companions are the third generation. So these are Qurun Salasa, the 3 authentic generations. So when I say scriptures, I mean all these 3 books, 3 kind of books, in the Quran and Hadith and Asar Sahaba. Asar means in the sayings of Sahaba and Tabi'in. Quran means book of God, Hadith means sayings of the Prophet, and Asar means the sayings of the companion and the companions of the companion. So it is the authentic source. So if you want to know what is Islam, you have to see these 3 sources. First Quran, second Hadith, and third Asar. Here I would like to give some example. At present I am not going to deliver a lecture, a comprehensive lecture, no. I will quote some references, you can say fragmentary references, only to show that what the teachings are of Islam, what the Islamic teachings are. So first of all, let us take the Quran. If you take a copy of the Quran and start reading, the very first sentence you will find in the Quran is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the first verse of the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim means in the name of God, most merciful, most compassionate. According to the Arabic style, it means I begin. In the name means I begin with the name of God. Bismillah literally means in the name, but according to Arabic style, it means I begin with the name of Allah. So it's very important. It's very important. Here you can find your identity. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim gives you your identity. That on one side is the human being, the other side is God, the creator of the universe. So this is when you read this verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, here you find your identity. God is my creator and I am his creature. Quran gives you your identity. The most important question of every human being. Then the first chapter of the Quran is Al-Fatiha. It begins from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen means all praise be to the Lord of the universe, to the Lord of the world. All praise be to the Lord of the universe. This is the first praise of chapter Al-Fatiha. Now what it means? It means that all kind of goodness, all kind of high attributes are only God's attributes. It is God who has all type of power, all kind of good things. So we are only receiver. God is giver and we are receiver. Here also you discover your answers. You know, everyone has some answers, consciously or unconsciously. Who am I? What is the purpose of my life? What is my place in this universe? What is life and what is death? What is success and what is failure? All these questions are interwoven in every human being. So everyone, either consciously or unconsciously, faces these questions. So when you discover God as the creator, as the Lord, as the sustainer, you will find the source of all kind of problem. You find the answers to all the questions. Then you read the first verse of the second chapter, this is Al-Baqarah. It is Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih. Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih. It means this is the book. This is the book about Al-Quran. You read Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih. This is the book. There is no doubt about it. It is like a discovery. When you read this book, you experience a discovery. Why? Because you need a guidebook. Everyone faces this question. What is the guidebook for me in this world? You know, everyone is born without guidebook. Everyone is born in this world, but it has no guidebook in his pocket. No one has a book of guide in his pocket. So when he reads Zalikal Kitab La Raiba Fih, this is the book. There is no doubt about it. So suddenly you feel that you have found that answer. You have found the answer of your question. You need a guidebook, and here is a book that provides you that guidance. So it is a great discovery. It is a great discovery. There is no book in our libraries that begins with this sentence. It is special only to the Al-Quran. I don't know any book that begins with this sentence. Okay, this is the book. There is no doubt about it. This is the book. It means this is the guidebook. And there is no doubt about its guidance. So when you start reading the Quran, you will experience a new kind of feelings. Here you find that Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Quran says, Zalika al-Kitab la Raiba Fih. Then there are hundreds of verses that say, Ayyuhal insan, Ayyuhal nas, Ya Ayyuhal insan, Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. It means that, Oh man, here is your Lord addressing you. Listen my words and follow it. It's a unique type of addressal. There is no book, not a single book that addresses you in such a manner. Quran is very special. Quran is only exception that addresses you in such a manner. That, oh man, here is your Lord, here is your Creator, here is your Sustainer. He addresses you. See, listen my words and follow my words. This is the way of success for you. This kind of address is very unique in the Quran. Then you find this kind of address creates so many questions. It inculcates curiosity in your mind. So you want to know all other answers of your questions. For example, everyone faces problem in this world. No one can say that I have no problem. Every king, every businessman, every leader, poor and rich, both faces some problem. So problem is an integral part of human life. Everyone thinks about these problems. Sometimes these problems create tension, stress. So the whole world is living in tension, in stress. So this is the problem everyone faces every day. So now, but naturally he wants to know the answer of this question, the solution of this problem. When he reads the story of Adam in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the chapter Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran, in this chapter he reads that God created Adam as a first human being, as a first man. According to the Quran, Adam was the first man. تو وی آر ان ہز پروجنی, وی آر چلڈرن آف ایڈم, دا ہول ہیومینٹی از چلڈرن آف ایڈم. تو ایڈم واز دا فسٹ مین. دین دیر از اے اسٹوری ویری ریلیونٹ ٹو آور کوشچنس. قرآن سیز دیٹ وین ایڈم واز کریٹڈ, سو گاڈ سیڈ, او ایڈم, یو آر فری, یو آر فری ٹو انجوائے دس ورلڈ, یو آر فری ٹو ورک, یو ہیو کمپلیٹ فریڈم ان دس ورلڈ, بٹ ڈونٹ ایٹ دس forbidden tree. In this world there is a forbidden tree. God pointed out that here is a forbidden tree. Don't eat the fruit of this forbidden tree. This was the God's command to the first man. Then what happened? Satan tempted Adam. Misguided Adam. And Adam ate the fruit of forbidden tree. Suddenly, when Adam ate the fruit of forbidden tree, suddenly he felt that all those blessings were removed from him. He became helpless. Then Adam prayed, O God, I have committed a sin, forgive me. So after this prayer, God forgave him, and then he said that settled on this earth, but with you there would settled is also, you will find that Satan is also here. Satan is also present here. So there would be a battle between man and Satan. Ba'dukum li ba'din adu. You have to live with an enemy, that is Satan. Ba'dukum li ba'din adu. God said, O Adam, you have to live with an enemy, that is Satan. So you have to save yourself from Satan. Satan's temptation, Satan's misguidance. So man is perpetually facing this problem. Satan's temptation, Satan's misguidance. This is the problem. It is this law of nature. You can't call it a law of nature. It is this nature that creates problem. So according to the Quran, you have to know the creation plan of God. God created you. God settled you in this earth. And also you are free, but you are not alone. This is a very important point God gave to the Adam, that you are free, but you are not alone. You have to live with Satan. So Satan is your test paper. Satan is your test paper. You have to stand on this test. So the fight is not between man and man. The fight is between man and Satan. Ba'dukum li ba'din adu. Ba'dukum li ba'din adu. Our fighting, our confrontation is not between man and man, but between man and Satan. This is a very important point which a reader of the Quran finds in the pages of the Quran. Now, how one can stand on this test? For this, God gave you a great capacity, that is the mind. Mind. And also angels. We are armed with two powers. In this world, according to the Quranic description, man is armed with two powers, mind and angel. Quran tells us that if you save yourself from certain temptation, at once you will find that you are in company of angels. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Those who deny Satan, they will be given the help of the angels. So first of all, you have to apply your reason, your mind, to know that this temptation is coming from Satan. When you feel something, when you find some temptations, some thoughts, you have to identify it. And when you apply your mind, you will find that this temptation is from Satan, this thought is from Satan. So when you identify this fact, at once you will find that you are in company of angels. And angels are there to help you. So according to Quran, the only thing that possesses Satan is waswasa, or beautification of evil. Satan always tries to beautify evil. This is a satanic waswasa. Satan only can give you waswasa. And according to the Quranic description, waswasa is beautification of evil. So you have to apply your mind to scrutinize, to discover that this is from Satan. Satan is beautifying evil in your eye. So when you apply your mind and when you identify it as a satanic work, you will feel that angels are there for your help. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. So man is armed with two forces, mind and angels. But the condition, the only condition is that you have to identify Satan as Satan. You have to identify that this thought is coming from Satan. It is your duty. It is your duty. Angel will not help you in this task. Here you have to apply your own mind. So when you discover this fact in the Quran, you will find answer of all the questions. Then you discover that all those problems are part of nature and not part of some enemy. It is God's creation. God wants to test you. So God settled you in such a situation where there are problems, there are temptations, where there are negative thoughts. So negativity is a part of nature. Anger, lust, and provocation, and malice, and pride, and arrogance, all these things are negative thought. And all these things are part of life, part of part of the creation plan of God. And all these things are papers, test papers. All these things are not evil. They are test papers. So you have to stand in this test. So you are living between two forces. At one side there is Satan. Satan wants to misguide you. And the other, there are angels. They are there to help you. So this kind of discovery is like a good tiding. Good tiding. That you are not alone. In this world you are not alone. God is with you. Angels are with you. And at the same time, you are given a great mind. Mind is able to analyze all these things. Mind can understand all these things. So although you are living in a satanic world, in a world of problem, in a world of negativity, but at the same time, you have to know that you are living with angels. You are armed with mind. So this is a very hopeful picture of the life. This picture given by the Quran is a very hopeful picture. You are not alone. If there are problem, there is solution. If Satan creates problem, angels are providing solutions. Your mind provides solution. And God is here for your help. When you study Quran, you will find all these things. Then there is a very relevant verse in the Quran for your... Quran says that innama al-usri yusra, innama al-usri yusra. With every problem, there is a solution. With every problem, there is a solution. With every problem, there are opportunities. So when you are facing some problem, you have a good tiding in advance. You know, our world is a world of problem. Every time you are facing problems. But here you have a good tiding in advance. That don't fear. If there is a problem, there is a solution. If there is a problem, there are opportunities. By availing these opportunities, you can solve your problem. So, in one sense, Quran is a book of hope. Quran is a book of hope. Quran saves you from despair. Despair. Every time Quran extends its help to you. So, then you read this in the Quran, you read this verse, Kunu Rabbaniin. O people, be like Rabb. It means that adopt Rabbani character, adopt divine character. Adopt divine character. Then there is a verse in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Prophet, there is good example for you. So, here you find a model for your character. Model. It's very important to have a model. There are so many situations But in every situation, you have a model in the form of Prophet. So Quran says that God has provided you a model. You have to see this model. Then you will find how to behave in different situations. So having a model is very important. Very, very important. Then Quran gives you a very important clue that in your personality there is a nafsul lawwama, and also there is a nafsul ammara. It means that in your personality there are two kind of faculties, that is arrogance and conscience. So you have to follow your conscience. Don't follow your arrogance. It is both are natural part. Both are natural part of your personality. So every time you have to think, you have to identify that when you are thinking, right way or wrong way. If you are thinking in term of arrogance, then you are thinking in a wrong way. But if you are thinking in the voice of your conscience, that you are thinking in the right way. So every time you have to see whether you are going according to your arrogance, or you are going according to the conscience. And also here you find a very important guidance, that if you follow the path of arrogance, it will create problem for you. And if you follow the voice of conscience, it will be very good for you. So it's very important. So Quran is a guidebook for your whole life. How to speak, how to think, how to behave. Everything is mentioned in the Quran. This is the true picture of Islam. So here I will repeat again that you have to differentiate between Islam and Muslims. You have to see Muslims in the light of Islamic teachings and not vice versa. The topic for the present talk is the picture of Islam in the light of Hadith and Sunnah. That is, the picture of Islam in the sayings of the Prophet and his behavior. Hadith means saying, and Sunnah means behavior. So here I will try to give some references from Hadith and Sunnah to describe what is Islam. Because the source of Islam is Quran and Sunnah. Quran is book of God and Sunnah is the sayings and practice of the Prophet of Islam. So in this talk I will try to give some references from the Prophet of Islam. You know, the Prophet of Islam was born in 570 AD in Mecca. He was appointed by God as a prophet in 610 AD. At that time he was in Mecca, then he migrated to Medina. and he died in Medina in 632 and buried over there. Say, Prophet's tradition is compiled in several books. I think that Prophet of Islam was the only person in the history whose sayings and all his traditions are preserved in the form of book. It's a great treasure, not only for Islam, but for all humanity. Because the Prophet was sent to all humanity. Lil alamin nazira. The Prophet of Islam was sent to all humanity, not only for Muslims. So here I would like to give some references from the Prophet of Islam. The Prophet used to rise early in the morning and say in his prayer, in his morning prayer, Allahumma ashhad anna al-ibada kulluhum ikhwa. O God, I bear witness that all men and women are sisters and brothers to each other. This is the universal aspect of Islam. Islam is a universal religion. Islamic outlook is universal outlook. There is a hadith the Prophet of Islam has said, Al-Khalqu Hayalullah. All creatures are God's progeny, God's family. So Islamic outlook is universal outlook. Islam sees all men and women as sisters and brothers. Because creator of all humanity is one. All the men and all women were created by God. And the ancestor was common. That is Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, the life begins from Adam and Eve. Eve. The life on this earth begins from Adam and Eve. So the parent of all humanity, all mankind, is one. So God is one, ancestors are one. So this kind of thinking creates brotherhood, universal brotherhood. This kind of thinking creates universal brotherhood. There are other sayings of this kind. There are other sayings of this kind that tells us what was the prophetic vision? What the concept of Islam towards humanity? It is very well-known fact in history that Islam was the only religion on the earth that was able to create a society where everyone, where every man and woman were equal. Islamic society of the early period was a society where there was fraternity, brotherhood and equality. So in Islam, universality is not only a value, universality is also In in Islamic society of the early period, you can see that this value was also translated into practice. This fact was accepted by all the historians. Swami Vivekananda was a great thinker of India. He says in one of his writings that if ever any religion approached to this equality, it is Islam and Islam alone. So the first norm given by the Prophet was equality, universality, universal brotherhood. This was the first lesson given by the Prophet of Islam. Then the Prophet of Islam has said, Al-Muslimu man salaman nasu bil-lisanihi wa yadihi. Muslim is one by whose hands and tongue people are safe. It means that Muslim, a true Muslim or a true mu'min is one who is a harmless person. A true Muslim is a harmless member of his society. A true Muslim is a no problem person. Muslim is one who refrains himself from creating problems to the others. There is a hadith, Wallahi la yu'minu, Wallahi la yu'minu, Wallahi la yu'minu, Alladhi la yamanu jaruhu bawaiqahu. It means that he is not a mu'min, he is not a true Muslim, who creates problems for his neighbors, who creates problems for others. This is a hadith saying of the Prophet of Islam. He defines Muslims as a no-problem person. He defines a mu'min as a no-problem person. So every man and every woman who believes in Islam, he must live as a no-problem person in his society. Then there is a hadith, إِلَّمْ تَنْفَاهُ فَلَا تَذُرَّهُ. It's a two-point formula. It means that live in your society either as a giver person or as a no-problem person. It's very important. إِلَّمْ تَنْفَاهُ فَلَا تَذُرَّهُ. If you are not able to live as a giver person in your society, live as a no-problem person in your society. So there is only two positions for a mu'min. Either he must give something to his society, or he refrains himself from creating problems for his society. There is no third position. There is no third position. So, Islam is a two-point formula in terms of society. In terms of society, Islamic life is is based on a two-point formula. Either you have to live as a giver person or you have to live as a no problem person. There is no room for that person who lives as a harmful person in his society. Only harmless person is accepted in an Islamic society. إِنْ لَمْ تَنْفَعُهُ فَلَا تَضُرُّهُ. I think that is the best formula for living in a human society. Best formula. If everyone keeps this teaching, then society becomes peaceful society. Very simple and very important. This two-point formula is very simple and at the same time very, very important. Very simple and very important. You have to live either as a giver person or you have to live as a no problem person. So a beautiful formula. Then a person came to the Prophet of Islam. He asked, he said, O Prophet, give me a master advice. Ya Rasulullah, allimni kalimatin aishu bihinna. Ya Rasulullah, allimni kalimatin aishu bihinna. Wala tuksir alayya fansa. It means that, O Prophet, give me a master advice by which I may be able to manage all the affairs of my life. Prophet said, لا تغضب. Don't be angry. Now, what is the meaning of this sentence, this answer? It means that don't be angry even when provoked. Because anger is an outcome of provocation. When there is provocation, there is anger. Without provocation, there is no anger. You cannot find a man who becomes angry without provocation. It is impossible. So, لا تغضب, don't be angry means don't be angry even when provoked. Even in a provocative situation, live without anger. Don't be angry means even in a provocative situation, you have to live as a person without anger. So, it means, what is anger? Anger is a negative reaction in a situation. In every situation, you have two options. Either react negatively or give a positive response. In every situation, there are two options for you. Negative reaction and positive reaction. So this advice means that in every situation, you have to give positive response. Then it means that as there are negative situations every time there are negative experiences, every time there are negative experiences. So this hadith means that turn the negative experience into positive thought. Live as a positive thinker. Live with positive mind in every situation. I think that it is the greatest formula of success. One who can live like this, and one who is able to respond positively even in negative situations, he is a superman. He is the most successful person. You know, failure is outcome of anger, and success is outcome of positive thinking. So this hadith gives you a master formula for living on this earth. You live in a society, you cannot live in an island, you are compelled to live in a society with other persons. So when you are living in a society, always there are some negative experiences. No society is so good that there is no problems. Problem or negativity is part of society, because everyone enjoys freedom, and when one misuses his freedom, it is creation of problem. It is creation of negativity. So every time in every society there are negative situations. So you have to possess that kind of ability. You have to be able to convert the negative experience into positive thought. And this is the greatest quality of a human being. Greatest quality of human being. Then, when Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina, it was a very difficult journey, because Mecca was his hometown, and due to some persecution, he was compelled to leave his hometown. It was a very sad experience for the Prophet. But you know, when he reached to Medina and he gave his first sermon to Medina, this sermon or this address is reported in Book of Seerah, أول خطبة خطبها رسول الله في المدينة, under this caption, you can find this sermon. So, when Prophet reached to Medina, he never said all those negative, he never gave them any kind of negative report. He saved himself from all kind of negative reporting. He never said about all those persecutions, all those atrocities, or those enmities. No, not at all. Instead of these kind of negative stories, he said, when he wanted to address Medina people, he said, ایوہ الناس اتقوا النار ولو بشقہ تبرا. او پیپل سیو یور سیلف فرام دا فائر آف ہیل. او پیپل سیو یور سیلف آف دا فائر آف ہیل. ہیئر از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ. اٹ مینس دیٹ پروفیٹ آف اسلام واز کمپلیٹلی فری آف آل دوز نیگیٹو تھنکنگ. آل دو ہی فیسڈ سو مچ نیگیٹیوٹی ان مکہ, بٹ وین ہی ریچ مدینہ ہی نیور رپورٹڈ آل دوز نیگیٹو نیوز, بٹ سمپلی ہی سیڈ او پیپل سیو یور سیلف فرام دی فائر آف ہیل. اونلی اے پازیٹو تھنکر کین سے لائک دس. اونلی اے پرسن ہوز ہارٹ واز کمپلیٹلی فری آف آل دوز نیگیٹو اسٹوریز ہی کین ایڈریس لائک دس. سو بائی دس ایگزامپل وی فائنڈ اے ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ پرنسپل. دس پرنسپل از دیٹ یو ہیو ٹو لیو ان پازیٹیوٹی. دس از دا سیکرٹ آف سکسیس. اینڈ آل دو مکن پیپل ایکسپیلڈ ہم فرام ہز ہوم ٹاؤن, بٹ یو نو آفٹر دس ایکسپلشن پروفٹ واز ایبل ٹو اوپن اے نیو چیپٹر آف اسلامک ہسٹری. ویری سون مدینہ بیکیم دا اسٹرانگ ہولڈ آف اسلام, اسٹرانگ ہولڈ آف ہز ریلیجن. آل دو مکن پیپل وانٹیڈ ٹو اینڈ ہز ہسٹری, وانٹیڈ ٹو فنش ہز مشن, بٹ ہی سیوڈ ہمسیلف فرام آل کائنڈ آف نیگیٹو تھاٹ. He never indulged himself in negative actions against Meccan people. Negative speeches, negative planning, all those negative activities. So he refrained from all those negative activities against Meccan people. But he engaged himself completely in positive activities, in positive thinking, positive speaking, positive activities, positive behavior. So this proved to be the greatest success. Here you find a very important example that if you want to achieve success, you want to be a super achiever. If you want to be a super achiever, make yourself positive thinker. Save yourself from all kind of negativity. So positive thinking is the key to all success. The Hijra example of the Prophet give us a very important lesson. You know, an American scholar, his name was Dr. Michael Hart, he has published a book, The Hundred. In this book he has listed 100 great men of history, but he put Prophet of Islam at the top. He says in this book that Muhammad was supremely successful man in history. Muhammad was the supremely successful man in history. He failed to give the real reason why he was so successful. Why Muhammad was supremely successful man in history? Why? He fails to give the answer to this question. According to my study, I can say that The reason was that Muhammad was supremely Muhammad was the greatest positive thinker. Greatest positive thinker. So Quran says about the Prophet of Islam, لَقَدْ قَالَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the Prophet of Islam, there is a very good example for you. This verse addresses to all mankind, not simply to Muslims. No, all mankind. This verse says that Prophet of Islam is great. Prophet of Islam is good example in the sense that he gave you the formula of supreme success. He gave you formula of super achievement. And that formula is based on positivity. In make yourself positive thinker and you will be the greatest achiever. And positive thinking means removing all those negative thoughts from your heart. Although in your society, although in this world, you will experience different kind of negative things, but you have to save yourself from negative feelings. You have to live as a positive thinker in complete sense of the word. This is the formula of supreme success. This is the formula of supreme achievement. Then there is also a very important example in the Prophet of Islam. That is love. Love to all. Love to all is the greatest example in the Prophet of Islam. Here I would like to narrate a story of the Prophet of Islam. This story is reported by Al-Bukhari, very authentic reporter. So, in his book Sahih Al-Bukhari, he reports that one day the Prophet of Islam was sitting at some place in Medina. So, at that time there were some Jewish tribes in Medina. So what happened? Prophet saw a funeral procession passing through a street before him. When Prophet saw that funeral procession, he stood up in respect. He was seated at that time, and on seeing that funeral, he stood up in respect. Some of his companions said, "O Prophet, it was funeral of a Jew." It means it was funeral of a non-Muslim and not a Muslim. So why this respect? The Prophet said, "Alaysat nafsan," was he not a human being? Here you can see that Prophet discovered a commonality between himself and that Jew and that Jewish body. So this is the formula of love all. Love to all. The Prophet example is that you have to love not only your own people, not only your community, but you have to extend your love to all mankind. You have to find love in your heart towards all mankind, all humanity. It's very, very important because, you know, love is the greatest power. By love, یو کین کانکر ایون یور اینیمی. بائی لو یو کین کانکر ایون یور اینیمی. دیر از اے ورس ان دا قرآن, وجادلہم باللتی ہی احسن فیض الذی بینک وبینہ عداوہ کانہ ولی حمیم. اٹ مینس دیٹ دس انسٹرکشن واز گیون بائی اے قرآن ٹو دا پروفیٹ. دس انسٹرکشنز واز گیون واز ریویلڈ ٹو دا پروفیٹ بائی گاڈ آل مائٹی. سو دس ریولیشن سیز ایڈریسنگ دا پروفیٹ دیٹ ڈو او پروفیٹ ڈو گڈ ڈیڈ ان ریٹرن فار بیڈ ڈیڈ. او پروفیٹ ڈو گڈ ڈیڈ ان ریٹرن فار بیڈ ڈیڈ اینڈ یو ویل فائنڈ دیٹ یور اینیمی ہیز بیکم یور ڈیئرسٹ فرینڈ. کانہ ولی حمیم, your enemy has become your dearest friend. It means that according to this instruction, according to this revelation, your enemy is your potential friend. So turn this potential into actual. Find friend out of enmity. What a great idea. Don't fight, but love to your enemy. Don't try to kill your enemy. Try to capture your enemy by love, by the power of love. This is a great, great example of the Prophet of Islam. So when he says, Alaysat Nafsan, about that Jewish body, that was he not a human being? It means that I have to love. It means that I find love towards all human beings, not only towards my community, not only towards my followers, but towards Christians, towards Jews, towards all people, regardless whether they belong to this religion or that religion. This was the power of the Prophet of Islam. So Dr. Michael Hart only says this, that he was the supremely successful man in history. But when we read his life, his sayings, we find that the secret of his success was that his love was filled up, that his heart was filled of love. When we read his sayings, when we read his life, when we study his behaviors, we find that the secret of his superachievement, secret of his super success was that his heart was filled of love, filled of compassion. He was a great thinker. He was a great well-wisher. He was well-wisher to all. I think that one who is well-wisher to all, he possesses the greatest power. By well-wishing, you can capture every human being, even your enemy. You know, Jesus Christ has said, love your enemy. دا سیم ٹیچنگ واز گیون بائی دا پروفیٹ آف اسلام. لو یور اینیمی مینس کیپچر یور اینیمی بائی دا پاور آف لو. سو از دا ٹیچنگ آف قرآن, سو از دا ٹیچنگ آف دا پروفیٹ آف اسلام. لو از دا بیس آف آل ریلیجن انکلوڈنگ اسلام. دس از دا قرآن, دس از دا اسلام, دس از دا ریلیجن آف اسلام. سو آئی ووڈ لائک ٹو سے دیٹ اف یو وانٹ ٹو نو واٹ از اسلام, ڈونٹ اف یو وانٹ ٹو نو واٹ از اسلام یو ہیو ٹو سی دا پروفیٹ, یو ہیو ٹو ریڈ القرآن, یو ہیو ٹو ریڈ الحدیث. یو ہیو ٹو فائنڈ دا پکچر آف اسلام ان دا اسکرپچرس آف اسلام. اف یو ریڈ قرآن اینڈ حدیث you will see that Quran is a religion of love, Islam is a religion of love, Islam is a religion of compassion, Islam is a religion of humanity, Islam teaches universal brotherhood.